adventure gets even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Tom from Brooklyn covering for Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. And I think what we need to do right now is go directly to the phones. Dan, I think we should go to Terry in Texas first. Thank you.
Methinks you have a budding career as a radio announcer.
Well, I don't think I have a budding career in anything. I'm pretty old. At this point in life, just waking up is a career.
As many as I've listened to that have been poor, you're doing a pretty good job. I was calling up because I actually, of course, I've got a number of things I want to discuss. I want to try to keep it short, but it was a matter of me wanting actually kind of to split hairs when your other caller called in and he was talking about, exchanging your money for food. And, I guess the hair that I want to split is certainly, that they're bamboozling us with words, which would really be helpful as far as educating people. It's not money. It's currency. The stuff in our pocket is currency. Big difference.
Mm-hmm. Your point being?
The point being is, so that it has more impact and more ramifications.
Well, first of all, currency is a word that's improperly used. The willful ignorance of the American people through linguistics, we will lose our freedom. Currency is the frequency and movement of water. Okay, what you have in your pocket is a Federal Reserve note or a warehouse receipt for an indebtedness. In a dollar a minute, and a dollar is a unit of measure. So basically, you have a piece of paper, a promissory note in your pocket.
Well, I mean, I know that, but basically, it's paper money is all it is.
So yeah, okay.
Currency.
So are you going to carry around gold and silver?
You can't. You have to call them, like Aristotle's definition of money was four things: durable, divisible, medium of exchange, and a store of value, and that currency in your pocket.
Would rather have the food on my shelf. How's that?
That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
The only point I'm trying to make is call it what it is. Call it currency. Don't call it money. So that makes me dovetail into here the expressions they've been using a lot here recently about the economic situation, and I'm sure you've read up on it. But it's just so frustrating when they say the market unexpectedly. The new catchword all now is unexpectedly. When the banks screwed up, when they committed major fraud, in the paper the other day, they said because of the misconduct of the banks. It wasn't misconduct.
Why did you say theft?
It was fraud.
Right.
It was outright fraud.
Right.
So if we're going to go to the heart of the matter of these things, let's define these things for what they are. Let's not call
them. Jerry, redefining the terminology of, and redefining the barn, relabeling the barn is what they do to cushion the impact of what has actually transpired. What I'm basically saying. You're not really dead, you're just not breathing. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Terry, you stay right there, okay?
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don. Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
I just love that music, you know. I listen to that music and I forget that I'm supposed to talk. All right, let's go to Paul in Pennsylvania. Paul, you
there?
What's
going on, Tommy? What's
hey,
up, buddy?
Brother? What's going on? Are you enjoying the broadcast tonight?
Well, I've caught some of it so far, sure. So you're sounding good there, buddy.
Okay, good. Everything is fine. Why don't you talk a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend and some of your upcoming shows? And before we go into that, maybe we'll talk a little bit about how it went down at Knob Creek or something like that. Just a couple of minutes, just to show people the dimension of what you do and not only your music but your advocacy and the things that you know the things you're involved with.
Let's see, we just returned from Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot down in Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the whiskey's made, and it's 5 miles up the road from Fort Knox. It's basically where America's
house band.
You know, no, Knob Creek is one heck of a machine gun shoot that, you know, It's great to see, you know, an awesome display of firepower still in the hands of Americans.
Doesn't it make you feel great when you go there? I mean, you know, you think of all of those armed Americans, and this is the way that life is supposed to be in America.
Oh, truly, brother. And what I'm loving to see now is more and more families, you know, little children and wives. And, you know, when we first started going there in 1999, you know, if you saw a woman, it's like, oh, my God, a woman came to the thing. And now,
yeah.
Like, you know.
Now there are babes everywhere.
Brother, and it's good, you know.
Yeah, it's not only.
And,
family.
I don't know, brother. Every time we go down, it just keeps getting better and better. We just had a blast. We took an Australian reporter down with us. He'd been hanging out with us for the last week before we went down. He got in touch with us because of the Utari event that went down in March.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, folks, you got to understand something. Poker Face donates the music to a lot of patriot groups they use for their videos and this, that, and the other thing. And do you know what these FBI people did? They went and harassed Paul's 80-year-old parents, you know? Tell them about when the FBI went to see Mom and Pop.
My Pop, you know, gave him as little information as he had to, and gave me the heads up that they were coming down, and, you know, I was proud of the brother. You know, he did good.
Yeah, he's a classy gentleman, for sure. But the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Paul. And, Anyway, talk about your up and coming shows. You've got one thing, major thing coming up this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, Phil Berg, who is Pennsylvania's previous Attorney General, is suing Obama to prove that he's not an eligible candidate to be president. We don't like Obama for so many reasons. You know, at the top of the list, I'd say Obama's death care, but. You know, he's communized this country faster than anybody. And there's going to be a big rally on the west lawn of the D.C. Capitol. And it's going to be all about the Obama birth certificate, the eligibility. It starts at noon. It goes to 4. And Poker Face, my band, is going to be down there playing. So love to see, you know, folks come out. You know,
so we'll be back in the house by 11 o'clock. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to it. And then you've got a really nice little intimate thing going down there in at Lupo's. Give the address of Lupo's and the date, sir.
It's November 5th. Lupo's, LUPOS, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. If you put that name in plus Allentown, you'll get the address on Railroad Street. I don't know the exact address.
Okay, great.
But, there's going to be three other bands with us. You know the one guy, Antonio Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
But we have Hey Tank. Brother Charlie's in the living room with me right now.
Hey, Charlie.
And, hey, Charlie. And Kinetic Blues, so it should be good. You know, great night.
Oh, it should be wonderful. You know, folks, the message, they'll become, they're in time in history, back in time in history. That the court jester was the only one that was able to criticize the king, and it came in the musical and in the comedy. I think we're getting to that point right now. The only time we're going to get away with anything is in the music. And
right.
Let me tell you something. If you slow down Poker Face's music, or if you read the lyrics, you'll get an education. And that education was supplied to you by some very, very knowledgeable people. Have schooled Paul and the other guys that write the lyrics here. And enjoy the music. That's www.pokerface.com. www.pokerface.com. Not that we would be commercially advertising on Rick's show or anything, but it's www.pokerface.com. He told me I have to keep the, you know, keep the Oy Vey's to a minimum, so I gotta do a little plug in here and there. I mean, I was just accused of being a low-life Jew from Brooklyn on the email. Wait till Stanley Wiener Weinerbaum hears about this. We're gonna sue this guy. I've got his email address. But, anyway, I'm glad you called in, Paul.
Yeah, brother, keep going.
Why don't you tell the people what's in your projection for your next album?
We got Tyranny Befalls America coming out. It's 12 new songs plus one in Spanish. And then we're also going to release a romantic love disc that, you know.
Oh, you're in love again, so we're going to get new music.
Softer Side of Face. It's a trip through you know, one's pain and agony to ecstasy, man. So.
Oh, okay, that's cool. that's wonderful. All right,
brother. We'll talk soon, man.
Wonderful. It's been wonderful talking to you, and I'll see you this weekend. Let's go to Art from Texas. I mean, excuse me, Art from Philadelphia.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call there.
Oh, you know what, Art? I was just told that you were on the line, and I said, "Oh, wait, he's a regular guy. This is different." These aren't my people. These are Rick's people calling in. What do you got for us tonight, sir?
All right, I'll give you a couple of things. Just still on what Poker Face just said there, Paul did. There's an issue with Phil Berg. Phil Berg used to be assistant district attorney for Montgomery County. I talked to him directly, and I said, "Do you know anything about Bob Dasher, a major organized crime figure who runs the Republican Party of Pennsylvania?" He says he knows nothing about him. He cannot be in politics in Pennsylvania and not know about that major organized crime figure. I asked him, the other one, Orly Tate, is a dual Israeli-American citizen. So on the birth certificate issue, there may be an issue there, but I would not trust Phil Berg as far as I could throw him from what I've seen.
Well, I've heard all kinds of things, and in the exposure of what's going on, the bottom line here was, it was my understanding that when I was sat down and told what was going on, that Phil Berg was actually working for Hillary, and they were trying to throw Obama out. All right? Now, that's what I was told. That does not mean that that's the truth. That's what I was told. And these people know what they're talking about for the most part. And I've dealt with Phil Berg, okay? And he was supposed to do something with Reverend Manning in New York. And he didn't do it, okay? He was touted as going to be the talent behind this big trial and everything, and he didn't do it. He had his reasons for not doing it, and that's not my place to tell anybody what they are. It's in confidence. But what I'm saying to you is, even people that you do not trust, Art, if they shed a little light on a subject, in any way, they're doing something, okay? And a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing. You know what I mean here?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Now, there was another issue.
Okay.
You know about Barry Morrison, right?
Who?
Barry Morrison.
Go ahead.
The head of the Anti-Defamation League for Philadelphia, the one who put you on the Anti-Defamation League webpage over the Houthi issue. Okay?
Yeah.
Barry Morrison is working with the commissioners of Abington, Pennsylvania right now.
Doesn't surprise me.
There's a big problem in that community. It's being taken over by organized crime, and Barry Morrison is a big part of that, using his New Place for Hate program.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're a smart guy. You're a good researcher. I listen to you all the time. At what particular time or junction in time was the ADL taken off the terrorist watch list and put on as a consultant?
Well, I don't know the date, but...
No. Can you find that out? I mean, I ask all kind of FBI guys and everything, and nobody wants to touch that issue. I don't understand why. I mean, you know... I'm not anti-Semitic, you know? I'm not anti-Semitic because I asked the question, you know? And you're going to put me, this guy needs to go to Israel and go get waterboarded, you know? Give me a break. We got music, folks. We'll be right back.
threat.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we're back. Okay, folks, we are on RBN, and we're having a wonderful night, and we're with our buddy here, Art. And Art, have you got anything to add?
Well, yes, when you're talking about the ADL, where it started was I saw Nat Niyazu at the dedication of the Holocaust Center in Philadelphia. It started in 1913, literally half a block away from where the Declaration, where Independence Mall, where they have the Constitution Center. Mm-hmm. That's where it started. And I heard that straight from the mouth of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. Mm-hmm. He dedicated the Holocaust building there.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have a Holocaust building here?
Why do we have the Holocaust building here?
Yeah.
Because of the Annenbergs. The Annenbergs run the U.S. Constitution Center right mm-hmm. next door.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know how we became the bad guys here, because it was my understanding that my uncles and everything brought those guys out of camps. I mean, the old guys, the American guys, were like, liberated those people from camps. How did we become the bad guys here? And why aren't these Holocaust museums all over Europe?
Well, it's propaganda. First of all, who's running the Holocaust museums is no other than the Brockman crime family, the same ones who went after you at Rutgers University through Hillel. The chairman of Hillel is Edgar Brockman, the same one who's behind the Holocaust Museum. That's who's doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And also, the other one who went after you guys was Sheldon Adelson, who owns the Sands Casino up in Bethlehem.
Yeah, well, you know, they weren't allowed a band to play there for some reason.
Well, Sheldon Adelson bought the ownership interest of the Sands Casinos directly from Meyer Lansky.
No, Meyer's been dead for a long time.
Well, his first wife, Ann Citron, or Ann Lansky,
yeah,
still lives in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, lots of things are not as they seem. And when you realize that organized crime and government work hand in hand, and it's really disgusting. I mean, you know, when you grow up, you know, I grew up thinking when I was a little boy, I wanted to be a forest ranger. My father said, "You don't want to be a forest ranger; they don't make enough money." But that's what I really wanted to be. And I said, "Okay, I wanted to be an FBI guy." He says, "You don't want to be an FBI guy either." He says, "Too much college, too much this, too much that." So I said, "Wow, that's an unachievable goal." And then I couldn't understand, as I got older, what had happened to these guys. I mean, they went to the best schools, they came from good families, all kinds of stuff, and how could they end up on the wrong side of the law? I mean, you look at a neighborhood cop, and you went, "Eh, he's a cop. Wow, that guy's with the FBI," you know? It was like a really, you know, a prestigious thing. It was like being a lawyer or a doctor, you know what I mean? It was productive. It was all propaganda. Okay, it was all how you were brought up, and Art. There is nothing worse than a real, true America becoming disenfranchised with America. When you find
that's
out,
when you make changes, but
you know what they've done. They've limited the mechanism that we can use legally to make our changes. Okay, and that limitation of it has actually narrowed down the people's choices. And believe me, you don't like the options, okay? You really don't like the options. And
well, I mean, Jefferson said the country needs a revolution every 30 or 40 years.
Yeah,
but
well,
if you ask where it started, if you live up in Brooklyn. I mean, mm-hmm. That's where it started. Back in 1910, you had the Johnny Torrio gang
mm-hmm.
with Capone, Lansky, and Luciano.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up Murder Incorporated when they set up the syndicate in Atlantic City. And it was Albert Anastasia who sunk the SS Normandy in New York Harbor
mm-hmm.
in World War II, corrupted the USS. So literally, right around where you are, up in Brooklyn, is where all this started.
I know. What's his name? Al Capone got the cut on his face on the corner of Union and 4th Street in a bar. He was thrown out to the street. It's neighborhood history, so I know all about that. But what I'm gonna tell you is this: sometimes in life, you realize that the bad guys were a lot more honest than the good guys.
I agree with you. At least they stated their purposes and knew exactly, you know, said exactly what they were going to do.
Yeah, they did what they were going to do. Dan, do we have anybody behind Art? Okay, Art, we have one fellow behind you, and I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna go to Eddie in Ohio right now. Ed, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Ed, how are you tonight?
Shalom goyim, how are you?
Shalom goyim. Niet for shalom goyim, eh?
Well, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what you are. You are the goyim.
Well,
yes.
Well, you know, if you, Eddie, listen to me. The bottom line here is never allow anybody to place a label upon you, okay? Never allow anybody to place a label upon you. We have music. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger of all we hear on talk radio.
Oh, I almost forgot to say something. It's wonderful. You know, I'm so used to waiting for this and waiting for Rick to talk and all kinds of stuff, and now I've got to do all the talking. Do we still have Eddie?
Yeah, am I still on?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Eddie. I was so worried that we lost you because... Oh, I'm getting all kinds of hate mail here, and I'm loving it. Now I'm a lying yid from Brooklyn, swinging chickens around my head. I don't know what this idiot is talking about. You know, it must really be rough when your sister goes to bed early, you have no sex. But anyway, Eddie, what have you got for me, brother?
Oh, well, first of all, I lived in Brooklyn when I was a child, by the river there by, Sunset Park.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I know Sunset Park. As a matter of fact, there's a big, wonderful pool in there.
Yes, yes, I used to go to that pool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a public pool, but it's huge, man. I'm saying really big, you know?
Yeah, hey, I got some anti-Semitic comments
Uh-oh.
For you.
Oh, no. Okay, let me hear it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, they told me not to do it, but it's okay for you to do it.
No, you know what? I'm going to keep them to myself because the entire earth will hate me if I say what I'm thinking. I just want to, I'll say something else instead.
You know, Eddie, the bottom line here is, you can say anything you want about different people, because God knows what's going on inside your heart. You know, sometimes people say things to people because of their stereotype or because of, you know, their ethnicity or whatever. But, you know, you're more or less judged by your intent when you say something, if it's willfully hurtful. You understand what I mean, Eddie? It's not like you're making fun of somebody for a joke or you're just bringing up their eccentricities or something like that. It's willful hatefulness. And you want to know something? We're living in a society right now that murders babies, watches people get killed on television, right? Like it's entertainment. They have been reduced, removed from humanity. Do you understand what I mean, Eddie?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Their moral compass, you know, it's broken.
Absolutely.
It all starts with the banking system.
Well, yeah, okay? Well, you know, the love of money. The love of money and greed. How many times, you know, when you were a little kid and one guy had a little bit of something and he'd give you a little bit, and the other guy would give you a little bit, and nobody had too much, you know what I mean? And we would all share a little bit. That doesn't happen when you get older. You know, maybe in your family it happens. But, you know, collectively, I mean, I'm not a communist by any means, you understand? But if I have a neighbor that needs a little bit of help, I go over and I help, you know? And I expect, I expect the same type of return favor, you know? And, you know, we have gone from a society of unity to a society of individuals. We are much easier to control as individuals than as a joint society. Oh, well, Eddie's Spanish. You don't want to deal with him, right? No, why not? Eddie's with me. Oh, if you're with me, it's okay. You understand? And the rest of the world doesn't matter. Judge people by who they are and what they do, not by their ethnicity, not by the track record of other people. I'm Tom from Brooklyn. I hold myself solely responsible for what I do. I will not accept collective responsibility for something someone else did in my name, or because they called me on the telephone, or I should go to jail because I called them on the telephone. Do you realize that people have gotten that removed from reality, that people are going to jail just for knowing people?
Yeah, it was predicted in Orwell's book, 1984.
Yeah.
You only go to jail based on what you think, you know?
Hate speech or hate think or whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh, what was the name of the company? Inksog or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the American dream has become a nightmare, Eddie. And guys like us, we grew up, say, in Brooklyn, right? We got something in common. We could be in Los Angeles. We could be in Vietnam. We could be in South America. And you know what we're going to talk about? The pizzeria on Fifth Avenue and 18th Street.
Oh, man, New York got some great pizza, man. New York's got some great, great pizza.
Yeah.
When I was a child, my mother worked in the garment district.
Okay.
In a factory owned by a rat-faced Jew. And this is the truth. And the truth
I know
is not the truth is not anti-Semitic, okay? Or anti-Semantic, or anti-Semitic, or,
you're using
whatever.
My words now.
I mean, and she used to take me, you know, right to the garment district.
Uh-huh.
And I would see how this guy would come around in his golf cart and
uh-huh.
literally exploit those women,
uh-huh.
you know, like they were nothing, you know? I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Well, you got to understand what my father used to say. If you want to give people the hard time, make the slowest guy the boss. You think about it, and
yeah.
you know the only thing that these bosses could have over you is holding your job over you, okay, and holding the money over you. And they think that money can make everything better, but it doesn't always work that way, Eddie. When people start to realize that their life has value and that their time has value, and that the only pure wealth that you have in America nowadays is free time. Because people are running around so hard just to pay their bills and so hard just to keep their job and have compromised themselves in so many different ways because of the cheap illusion of prosperity that they've been fed over a period of time. Okay? Eddie, this is not America anymore. This is not Leave It to Beaver in the 50s. This is ludicrous. This is Hellraiser. You know, and we, through gradualism, we allowed this to happen. Okay? The illusion of prosperity. You know, the illusion of prosperity. There is no real prosperity. The prosperity of those people in those big houses is borrowed. You know what's going to happen? The guys like you and me in Sunset Park that didn't have anything, we're going to be on top of the hill. You know why? Because we're going to be used to being there.
I want to say that I couldn't agree more with everything you have said in this program today, and I would be proud to stand on any corner, I mean, of Brooklyn or Manhattan, Sunset Park, I mean the Beltway next to you, and have a pizza with you, you know, some of that New York pizza.
Eddie, listen, if you come get me, I'll go now.
I'm about 500 miles, man, away. If you're ever within 200 miles of the Cleveland area, you give me a call, and I will come running, I'm telling you. Listen, I wanted to say real quick, and then you can go to more intelligent callers.
No, you're doing fine, Eddie. I mean, you got to understand something. Why would you say that this is not an intelligent call? Because it doesn't have to focus only on political things. We're human beings, man. We have latitude. Let me grant you the indulgence to do whatever you'd like, Eddie. Because you want to know why? You're true of heart. I hear you call. I know when you call. And you know, the bottom line here is we have nothing to hide. We're not running the criminal enterprise, although we're paying the ticket for it, we're paying the tab for it, okay? We're paying the tab for it.
Look. It's gonna be like that until the people wake up and realize who their enemy is.
The people are awake now. It's just they haven't got the leadership to do anything about it. And everybody does not realize that their life has value, that the quality of their life has value, that they've been subjugated, and you gave these people the power to subjugate you, okay? Now, you have the right to take it back, all right? But these people have gotten so powerful that, you ready? They can't even trust their own, so they're bringing in foreign entities to run everything because those people have no vested interest and no love for the neighborhoods and no love for the fellow Americans here. So they're bringing in people from other countries to do the dirty work. As the great people, which we call the industrialists and all of the great people that made this country great, have moved to the Pacific Rim, okay? All the industrialist people left. Right? The only hope we have for America is that if we have even Obama, if he was to impose an import tax, if we are destined to be a people, a consumer-based population that manufactures anything, manufactures nothing, I mean, right? Why shouldn't we tax those people that market their products here? Right? Why should we have to subsidize them? Any company that goes offshore, American company that goes offshore, right? That goes offshore and opens a company someplace else to manufacture goods to send to America should be taxed on everything they bring here. You know why? Because your cousin, because my brother, because my son lost their job. You know, they lost their job for what? For your corporate profit? Everybody's got the right to make that determination that they want to leave the country and they want to open a business somewhere else. But we don't have to give them a protected market. And you want to know something? You got to give something back. You know, these companies are giving nothing back to the people here. Nothing at all, Eddie. Nothing.
I couldn't agree more. America doesn't need free trade. America needs fair trade. So I couldn't really agree more with what you're saying. And
the legislation where they have NAFTA and GATT and all of these things that they put together was for fair trade. Only thing was they didn't enforce that they had to take American products.
It's probably fair for the people that are making billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. We knocked out the lumbering business in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, right? So what do? We buy all of our timber from Canada. Now all of a sudden the Canucks up there are all billionaires, and our people are losing their houses here.
I agree. The first thing that we need to do after we wake up, the brethren, is everybody runs to the bank and pull all their money out. Bury it in a hole in the ground. Put it inside your TV set, inside your car door. Put it inside your mattress. When was the last time anybody broke in your home and stole your mattress?
Eddie, I think what these people need to do is they need to buy hardware, screws, hammers, all kinds of hardware, because the money's not going to be worth anything, because when the New World Order takes over, you know what they're going to do, Eddie? They're going to just change the color of the money. And they're going to say, if your IRS paperwork doesn't match the amount of money you put in the window, it gets confiscated. How do you like me now? You know? How do you like me now? Oh, that's what's going to happen, Eddie. And these people, it's been done in other countries. Other countries, it has been proven to work in other places. They're going to bring all of that nonsense, Northern Ireland, Palestine, Malaysia, Manila, all these things that they learned through the occupation and takeover of all of these countries, and it's going to be used on the American people. They got a track record of doing other places, and believe me, they're confident enough to get away with it now because the people are that stupid, okay, that I can't get involved. I got something to lose. You do. Your freedom, your life, your family, your life has value. Eddie, say that for me. Your life has value. Okay?
Your life has value.
You goddamn, well, you're right.
Life.
We do have value, and I value you, and I value other Americans that think the same way as I do. And you know what? Heck on the rest of the people who don't. This is America.
Life.
This is the country that my ancestors founded. Okay? My ancestors. Okay? I didn't have somebody come over here and demand this and demand that. They worked in coal mines, Eddie. They worked in farms. They worked in factories. Okay? They sent all of us to college. For what? There's no job. Why? Why bother? Okay? There's no job.
I couldn't agree with you more. There's a book called The Collapse of Complex Societies. I don't know who wrote it. I'd have to look it up. But basically, all complex societies are going to collapse, and they all have collapsed. And when that happens, I'd rather be down there in your kitchen sharing your food than be the guy down the street with millions of dollars, because that paper money isn't going to buy squat.
Well, you want to know something? I hope he's got it in singles. You know why? With a wood-burning stove, at least you can stay warm with it.
Yeah, that's about all it will do, you know?
That's what I told my cousin. He's got a lot of money. I said to him, you should have that in singles. And he says, why? And I said, because if you had a wood-burning stove, at least you could stay warm.
He may have a lot of money today.
Mm-hmm.
But when society collapses, he's going to wish he had food, water, shelter, and a gun. And that money is going to become worthless, and his life may or may not have value at that time, and he will give all that he has for toilet paper.
Eddie, listen to me. When the collapse comes, the junk in your attic will be worth more than the money in your pocket.
I agree.
Can trade this junk. You know, I come from a family where when they threw away a washing machine, they used to take out the bolts and put it in a coffee can. You know what I mean? They saved these little things. You never know when you're going to need it. They came from the Depression. You never know when you're going to need it. You know how much I threw away a container of stuff when they passed away. You know?
I live in the in the hood here in the land of God for God in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm telling you, people throw away stoves. We go get them off the street, and we turn them into wood-burning stoves. It's
no
true.
Kidding. That's a pretty good idea, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, it's like you said, eventually will come a point where all that you'll need is your neighbor, and you better get to know him, and I hope that he likes you, and the time to do that is now.
I believe we're coming up on our last break, or this is the end of the show, one or the other. But I'm going to have to let you go, Eddie, and thank you so much for your call. It was very refreshing, and remember something. It's not how you sound, it's what you have to say in life. God bless you, son. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Show, folks. I hope you folks have enjoyed it, and for those of you who didn't, it sucks to be you. We had a pretty good time, and I'd like to thank some of our callers for giving me a little hand, you know, in time allocation, and it's wonderful. You know, we live in interesting times, and America is a wonderful cross-section of humanity. We need to be a little bit kinder to each other and don't exploit each other's deficiencies as much. And not all men are created equal, as it says in the Constitution. Not all men are created equal. Some have a little bit more, but God gives everybody the same amount of marbles. He just puts them in different places, right? So sometimes you have to understand that some of these people have lost all their marbles. That was just a little levity. I'm sorry, but I guess we need to be a little kinder to each other. And I want everybody to say a prayer for Rick. Rick couldn't do the show tonight, and I want everybody to say a prayer for our country. Say a prayer for those people who have passed away. Say a prayer for those people who are about to die. And say a prayer for the continual patience of the people who have been subjugated by our country, in our country's name. You know, our government is no longer representative of our sentiments as American people. And that is the American people are incredible in spirit, and are very, very compassionate and very charitable. And all these people worldwide are hating Americans because of what the corporations are doing, and because we're fighting wars that don't belong to us, that we have no responsibility for. And we're damaging people in the name of the United States, and the people of the United States are of no benefit with these wars and everything. So try to keep your head about you, and try not to buy the hype, and don't let anybody rain on your parade, because in everything that you do, every positive thing you do, there's always some idiot that'll come up with something negative to ruin it for you. So keep your head above water, and remember something. You come from a proud people. You come from a proud nation. It's just we're going through a really bad time right now. There's nothing wrong with our system. There's nothing wrong with our government. It's just being run by a bunch of really bad people. And as soon as those people are replaced, we will be able to restore this to the greatness that it once had. And I really think that we can do that. And it's up to the person in the mirror to make a change, okay? And if that change comes from a boycott, you need to boycott. One of the greatest things you can do is not continually support the people who oppress us, all right? The newspapers and all of that, it's all nonsense. Keep your intellectual fog lights on at all times, and God bless each and every one of you, and remember something, there is a God, and you will answer to your actions at one time, sooner or later. Good night, folks, and thank you for listening.